This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Andy Dipris from Rootwave. How are you, Andy?
Very good, yourself?
Yeah, good, good. We're at the Kent Vineyard and Winery Show. And you've got a tractor, well, not a tractor, you've got a way of dealing with roots without using chemicals or tillage. Do you want to explain what it is?
Yeah, so what we're looking at is a machine. You attach it on the back of a tractor and that tractor drives through your vineyards. And we use electricity to kill weeds. So we go along the vineyards and we push the energy through the weeds. The natural resistance of that energy turns that electrical energy into heat, which boils inside out. Most importantly, above and below the surface of the soil, just the way that electricity and circuits work. So what we have is a chemical-free, no-till method of killing weeds. And a couple of important things to mention on this. One is cost comparable with herbicides. So we can actually save the farmer money when they compare to the spraying. And the reason because of that is the energy required to kill the weeds is significantly less than the consumable energy of spraying. Secondly, it's organic. There's no residues. So there's no potential downstream impacts to health and the environment. And interestingly, if it's a catalyst to convert to organic, then you can benefit from a premium pricing of organic. So again, that more than pays for the machine. It's regenerative, which is an important word these days. You know, how do we look after the soils, making sure that they work with us and with nature rather than against us. And because we're not tilling like you would with mechanical weeder, then we're looking after the soils, we're not disturbing the soils, we're not damaging your crops or roots. And we're not releasing all that carbon.
Yeah, because tilling releases carbon dioxide, doesn't it?
Yeah, and also the data out there is if you till, you get about a 10 to 20% yield loss compared to chemistry because of that damage you're doing to the soils and the roots. So we get that yield improvement over mechanical weeding without the residues that you do with chemicals to potentially unlock that organic pricing.
How long have you been offering this product?
The company's been around a while. We've had to do some pretty hardcore development in the core tech. It's not simple what we've done. But this particular machine has been available for a year. We've been doing a pre-launch in the UK. We're now manufacturing these to deliver to UK customers. And we've got our eyes on France next, then Europe, then North America.
Lovely.
And one important thing to note about this is people hear electricity and are naturally cautious. It's got bad connotations. But the good thing about...
Only because people die from it.
Well, yeah, that's where we solved that problem. So we use high-frequency AC, and the human body can absorb 2.5 to 10,000 times more energy at the frequencies they operate at than they can at, for example, mains frequency. So if there is an accident and it's farming, you know, it's got a high rate of accidents, then people are able to walk away because they'll get burned, but they'll walk away. And that's one of our key USPs with our technology.
Okay. Just looking at the device, it goes on the back of a tractor.
Yep.
Where does the energy come for the power, the electricity, so to speak?
Yeah, so today we use a PTO. We take the energy from the tractor effectively. We change that mechanical energy into electrical energy, and then we convert it to high frequencies and step it up. In the future, you know, they're talking about tractors will have a DC output for implements. So we can just take that electricity straight from the tractor and then do our magic to make it kill weeds quickly.
Most tractors have that little knob at the end that turns around and around and around and around.
That's called the power takeoff shaft.
The power takeoff shaft, yeah. And you're taking that and converting that into AC.
Correct, yeah. And that's how most implements work today. They're either powered by the hydraulics or the PTO, very standard. So good thing about our technology is the farmer doesn't need to adapt their infrastructure or their operations. If anything, it gets easier because the machine attaches exactly the same as any other machine, but they're not limited by, for example, weather. So when it comes to spraying, you can't spray in high winds or medium winds even. And that restricts the amount of weeding, the days you can actually weed in a weeding window. We don't have that issue. You can just go out and zap whenever.
Not in the rain, though.
So herbicides, you can't spray sort of 24 hours before and after rain. This you can just do immediately after rain. In light drizzles, it's fine as well. So we don't have those operational inputs. And the other thing about chemistry that is becoming increasingly common, especially in Europe, is the application restrictions. So, for example, in France, you're limited to one application of glyphosate, which is the blockbuster. It counts for 80% of all herbicides per season, and you can't manage your weeds with just one application. So they're being forced to adopt new technology. Mechanical is what they use today because that's the only option. This is what can replace both that herbicide and mechanical application. And that's the same. So we're in Germany and Netherlands, other countries, they have a single application limit. And in the UK, it's a dosage limit. And depending on your dosage, it could be one or two applications per year. But farmers are being forced away, especially in vineyards, because it's fresh fruit. So you definitely don't want any of the residues there. Away from the chemistry, and we've got the answer to sort of replace it without it adding cost or complications to the farmer.
How fast is it? How does it compare in terms of speed to run this behind your tractor? Is it the same speed as spraying or tillage?
Yeah, I was going to say, so that's good efficacy was on 4 kilometres an hour. Sprayers typically go about 5 kilometres an hour, so there's a slight drop, but with spraying, you have to stop every 1.5-2 hectares to refill your herbicide tank, and that takes time. So actually, the hours per hectare are comparable with herbicide. The efficacy, as you can see, is comparable, but you just don't have all those negative implications around your soil and the residues and your quality of your product.
Okay, and what's the sticker price?
Roughly, we're still working that out. From next year, we're talking about 100 to 110,000.
Okay, so is it something that a vineyard owner would have, or would it be more of a company that comes in and manages vineyards for them?
So our customers are all owners. So they've made the business case that it saves them money on the operation side of things, on their OPEX. So they're actually justifying it, a high capital upfront investment, low OPEX, and over a period of time, it makes financial sense. Plus you get all those potential increases in the revenue side, one from potential organic revenue, and two from yield increases. So we've got to get some more data on this. But for example, mechanical weeding, you're at 10 to 20% yield hits. You don't have that with our technology. So actually you can get higher yields and potentially higher pricing leading to higher revenues. So it kind of pays for itself pretty quickly.
Okay, now that's pretty good. Just out of curiosity, how many have you sold?
So it's our first year we're launching, we're making about 10 at the moment.
What sort of size vineyard would it suit in terms of hectares?
Our smallest customer is 35 hectares, and they've made a financial business case to adopt the technology.
Are they organic?
They are organic, yeah. Yes, but other conventional farmers have come on board, like sort of 50 hectares plus. So people are making the financial justification for relatively sort of medium size to large hectareage. Mm-hmm. But for the smaller hectareage, people may be able to make a business case. If not, then you've got the contractors that can come in and do that. And that's very typical today when contractors are typically spray even small sort of vineyards and holdings.
Okay, and one last question. The tractor driver, if you used a robotic tractor driver, could you just send this out? Not that we have robotic tractors at the moment, but that's the next step, isn't it? To spend less time on the tractor and just have it done automatically.
So we say the technology is future-proof. So two things. When tractors becoming autonomous, then nothing changes for our system. It just goes on, so you can reduce your labor costs there. And when tractors are powered by green energy, then nothing changes in our system. That means you can actually have a carbon negative solution, so we're not emitting during the operations, plus you're capturing more carbon through healthier soils at a very low cost because the running costs are insignificant. If it's robotic, then you've got no labour cost.
And can you just say the name of the company again?
Yes, RootWave.
And where to go to find out more?
RootWave.com, and there's our contact details. So I look forward to speaking to some of you soon.
Cheers very much, Andy.